Here's a Shelley Fraser Mickle remembering.
This is National Smile Week, which I don't think means that you necessarily should go around smiling every minute. But if you want to, that's okay. I think this week is more of a protection for the smile. Like if you want to spend every minute smiling for no reason that anyone else can see, you won't be labeled nuts and sent off. Mostly, though, I think National Smile Week means that we can take time to appreciate that we do such a thing. Because when you think about it, a smile isn't really all that pretty. The lips part. The teeth show through the space where the lips are drawn back like a sliced orange. The eyes squint a bit, with the sides of them wrinkling up like the leftover tissue paper from an unwrapped gift. None of that is what you call drop-dead gorgeous. Monkeys do it, and our cave ancestors did it to show that their teeth had no intention to bite. It was a sign of peace. And, well, there's just something about a smile. Raymond Chandler, the author, said, "She gave me a smile I could feel in my hip pocket." Yeah, a smile, even from somebody you don't really know, can make your day. The sight lingers in your mind and touches your mood, and you can hold it in the corner of your mind like a piece of hard candy that will last all day. Babies come out smiling. I know that mine did. And when their pediatrician told me that my newborn baby's smile was only a gas pain, I thought, no way. And then I thought, oh boy, because if my child could pass off a gas pain as a smile, he was bound to breeze through this life. It is said that by the time a baby is 3 months old, his smile is the real thing. He'll smile at anything, a stranger in the grocery store, a one-eared dog with three legs, a homeless person in pain, or his Aunt Minerva, who has yet to send his parents a wedding gift. Let him connect with two eyes in any kind of face, and his smile comes out like a sun. By the age of 6 months, his smile is selective. He gives it to only those he recognizes and cares about. Of course, a smile, too, can be a sign of derision, like when my brother smiled when I was 5 years old, trying to catch him in a hard game of chase, and I fell in a mud puddle. The thing about a smile, though, is that even though it's not all that pretty when you look at its nuts and bolts, it never fails to come off to the eyes of the beholder as beautiful. No wonder, as parents, we do almost anything to keep those smiles coming from that first minute when our babies look up, connect with our eyes, and let loose with one. Yeah, a smile is like being given the magic to touch the moon.